Masechet Nazir, Daf Samech, and with this daf we hope to finish the eighth and second to last perek of the Masechet. And this will also complete our discussion of the Korbanot for a Nazir who is also a Safek of some other type of Tum'ah. So here's the Mishnah that we've been waiting for. We quoted it already a couple of times. Now we're going to add in not just the waiting periods, but also the various Korbanot that one has to bring will come up in the Gemara. Nazir Shayatameh B'Safek U'Mukhlat B'Safek Ochel B'Kadashim Achar Shishim Yom. A Nazir, he's for sure a Nazir, let's say for 30 days. And on the very first day of his Nazir, he also becomes tameh lamet, misafek, we're not sure, right? Someone saw him maybe go near some place, touch of something. So tameh met misafek, and also a mesorah muhlat, a confirmed mesorah, but misafek. In other words, a kohen came and said, he saw two people and said, one of your skins are definite mesorah. But he didn't specify which one, and then he left. We can't ask him anymore. So this person can eat kodashim after 60 days. Ve'shote yain mitame lametim achar me'ave asrim yom. And he can drink wine and become tame lamet, meaning he's totally finished with all of his nezirut after only 120 days. We spoke about why this should be so, since he might be just a nazir and totally tahor in all these times, so he can't do what a normal tameh person would do. And we're going to get to that. Those cases also will specify exactly what happens if he's for sure tameh lamet and or for sure tameh mesora. Then that's much easier, because then, let's say mesora, he can shave immediately. A nazir is allowed to shave if he's a mesora. He shaves on that very day, and then he shaves on the seventh day. He brings his korbanot, and then he can start his nezirut immediately. So those cases are simple. But in this case, because maybe he is not tameh, so as a nazir, he's not allowed to shave mi safek, right? This is, in fact, the last line. Shetiglachat hanega dochat tiglachat hanazir bizman shehu vadai ava bizman shehu safek eno doche. Because shaving for sara'at overrides the prohibition against shaving as a nazir. But that's only if he's for sure a mesorah. But when he's only safek that he's a mesorah, then it does not override. Therefore, he's got to wait 30 days just in case he's a nazir tahor. At the end of 30 days, we could bring, this is now a modified expanded chart, but we're going to come back to this. 30 days in case he's a nazir tahor. But maybe not. Maybe he's a mesorah. And so he'll shave at this point as a mesorah his whole body. Now, as if he's a mesorah, he's going to have to shave again. Again, he can't do it right away because maybe he's actually not a mesora and he's not allowed to shave. And so he has to wait another 30 days in case the first one was his nazir tum'ah and this will be his nazir tahara. And then at that point, he'll shave his whole body again. And that would count as his second nazir mesora shave, if in fact he was a mesora. But then he still has to do another 30 days in case he is tahor, or and at that point he might have been tameh, and so that shaving would be for his nazir tumah, and then the rest of the days will be just in case he was both all of these things. That will be his actually nazirut tahara. Now, so we can only drink wine after 120 days, but at this point, once he finishes both sara'ats, and we assume at some point here he also got parah dumah water, if in fact he might have been tameh lamet. So since he is no longer tameh lamet and he has finished his mesorah shavings, so he can eat kodashim at this point. Okay, so that was the Mishnah, and now let's see how the Gemara explains it. Tana, b'amid b'morim b'nezirut mo'etet, b'nezirut bat shana, ochel b'kadashim l'achar sh'teh shanim, v'shoteh yayin u'mitameh lemetim l'achar arba shanim. All this in the numbers that are in the Mishnah, 60 days, 120 days, is only for the smallest time period of 30 day mesorah, a 30 day Nazir, rather. But if he took upon himself a Nazirut for 1 year and is then otherwise in the same situation, he has a Nazirut for a year, but he's also Safek Mesorah and Safek Tameh Lamet, then you just adjust the numbers accordingly. He'll have to wait 1 year between each shaving, and he needs four shavings altogether. So after two of them, two years, he can eat Kodashim, because then he finished his first and second Mesorah shavings, and he'll have done Para Aduma waters on the third and seventh day, sometime in between during those 2 years. So now he is Tahor, so we can eat Kodashim. However, he still has to do a shaving in order for his Tumat Mit. So in order to restart count, to restart the counting, so he's going to have to do another year for to shave for Tumat Met, and the another year after that for the actual Tahara Nezirut, and so that's another 2 years before he finishes. All right, good. That's one baraita about the Mishnah. Another one. V'tane ala umgelech arba taglachiyot tiglachad ishona mebisiporim. And now we're going to explain what he does with for the their various korbanot. We're going to have him bring the minimum amount of korbanot needed just to shave, right? Although at various stages, Nazir Tameh brings three korbanot, but he has to bring that. But for the absolute minimum amount, just to be permitted to shave, that's what we're going to have him do, so that he can get by. Okay, so at the first stage of Rishona, what is he going to bring to cover all his bases? He's going to bring birds. This is two birds that a Mesorah brings on the first day of his purification. These birds are not offered in the Beit HaMikdash. They're brought outside the Beit HaMikdash. One of them is slaughtered and you catch its blood. And then you take the other bird, and the other bird stays alive. And you dip that bird with other things into the blood, and use the bird, the live bird, to sprinkle the Mesorah, and then the live bird goes free. So these birds, the birds of a Mesorah, on his first day, there's no problem to bring them, even if he doesn't need them. This is not bringing chulin la'azara, right? If they're necessary, good, right? Anytime, any day, if someone wants to do this with two birds, go ahead and do it, right? So there's no downside in bringing them. So in case he is a Mesorah, then at the 30-day mark, he's going to bring these birds. Now, that will take care of if he's a Mesorah. Now, v'chatata of eolat behema. And he's also going to bring hatata of. That's a sin offering for a bird in case he was only tameh lamet. Tameh lamet, as a nazir, he has to bring three korbanot, but at minimum he brings his hatata off, and a hatata off can be brought misafek, unlike a hatat animal that can only be brought if he for sure needs to bring one. Hatat off can be brought misafek, so even though he's safek, fine, he'll bring a hatat off in that case, and he'll also bring a olah behema. That's in case he's a regular nazir, totally tahor, he has to bring in olah behema before he can shave, right? So if he brings each of these three, that will allow him to shave no matter what. We can look at the same thing here on the chart. When he starts off, it's possible he's a nazir tahor, possible he's a nazir tameh, it's possible he's a nazir mesorah after and needs a first shave, it's possible that he's both nazir tameh and mesorah. And so he's going to bring this bird chatat that'll take care of this. This is bird chatat for mesorah, and he's also going to bring the birds for, I don't know why it doesn't say it here, he's also going to bring, no, the bird chatat is for tum'ah, the lamb ola is for the tahara, and he's also going to bring birds, non-sacro, that's why it's not here, because it's not an offering. He's going to bring the birds for his mesorah. So that'll take care of A, B, or C. D is just a combination of B and C. So that takes care of all possibilities. And once he brought that lamb ola, so if he was a nazir tahor, he's taken care of at that point. Okay, now what is he going to bring after 60 days? Let's see it inside first. Shiniya, maybe hatat ta'of ve'olat behema. Shilishit, maybe hatat ta'of ve'olat behema. The second and third shavings is the same thing. Let's see the chart. He brings an olah, a lamb for an olah. That's in case, let's say he was nazir tameh for these 30 days. He's done with that. So now he's ready for to complete his nazirut tara. If he was not a mesorah. So then he brings a lamb for an olah. Good. And if he was a mesorah, then he completed the first shaving. A nazir, after he completes the second shaving, the next day he has to bring a hatat. If he's rich, he brings an animal. If he's poor, he brings a bird. So we'll make him poor. He'll make everything hefked. So a bird will be enough. And so therefore, he brings his bird as a hatat after the 60 days. So now he's done. If he was a mesorah, he's definitely done with the sadaat. And he'll do parah adumah sometime before. So now we can eat kodashim. At this point, we're done with the sadaat stuff. And the other possibilities are, he was never a tameh lamet, so this is his nezirut tahara. So he's going to bring a lamb for an olah in case this is his nezirut tahara. But if he was tameh the whole time, so now he has to bring a bird for a hatat, to complete his nezirut tumah and be able to start counting again. So at that point, for sure, he finished his sadat and tumah, and the only thing possible that he has left is that he's a nazir tahor. So at this point, he'll bring yet another korban olah, in case he has to now, and he'll bring his other hatat and shelamim, a full set of tahor sacrifices, and such that the olah lambs that he brought before, if he was not a tahor yet, those will be voluntary offerings, and this will be the main one, right? Whichever one is the main one will be the one for that's obligatory, and all the other three will be voluntary. And the chatat and shelamim are not necessary for his shaving, so he can bring these at the end after he does everything else. Okay, good. So let's see the rest of it. We did the shilishit, revi'it, maybe korban tahora. After the fourth one, he brings all of his three korbanot. Good. That's the braita. Let's analyze it. Amart, tiglach l'yishon mevi v'chole, miman nafshach, shapir kamaite. We're explaining each stage now again. No matter what he is, he's good to go. He's good to shave. De'iv adai mesorahu ve'lav tamehu. If he's just a mesorah and he's not tameh lamet, sipurin chovato. So the birds that he brings outside the Beit HaMikdash, those are the ones that he has to bring to sprinkle it on him for his first shaving. V'chatata of safek, chatata of that he brings for being impure, that he only brought me safek. So azla likbura, that when you bring a bird chatat, and you're not sure if you have to bring it, while the parts that get sprinkled on the altar go on the altar, but the parts that the Kohanim eat, they don't eat. That gets buried instead. It gets thrown into the canal under the Beit HaMikdash. Ve'ola havya nedava, and the ola that he brings, if he were pure, so he'll just make that an ola of a voluntary ola. So that's fine. Ulgalecho toch shiva yefshar. Now, to shave his second time within 7 days, he can't do that as a mesorah usually would. The dilma lav muchlatu, because maybe he's not a confirmed mesorah, and therefore he's just a regular nazir, and he's not allowed to shave. A nazir cannot have a razor on his head. That's why he has to wait 30 days before he can do his second sara'at shaving. Now, if he was never a mesorah, but he was tameh lamet, then the hatat of bird offering, that he brings after 30 days, that'll be the one that he needs to do, so he can restart the counting. And the birds that he brings us for sara'at, those are brought outside the Beit HaMikdash, and so there's no violation of bringing non-sacred animals into the temple courtyard. And the olah behema that he would bring as a nazir tahor, he's not a nazir tahor because he's tameh, so that'll be a gift offering. Ve'ilav mesorahu ve'ilav tamehu. And let's say he's not mesorah. And he's not tameh lamet. He's just a regular good nazir. Sipurin abarkamit abin chatata of likbura. So the birds that he brought as sadat, so they're outside. There's no downside in bringing them. And the bird of the chatat bird that he brought, that will be thrown away. and the Kohanim will not eat it, Olat Behema, it will be sacrificed, and then the rest of it thrown away. Olat Behema Havya Chovato, and the animal that he brings as a Olah, that will be for his what he needs to bring as a Tahor Nazir. Even though the other animals will wait till later, but that's sufficient for him to be able to shave at that point. Okay, good. So now question. Now regarding the Mesorah also has to bring in Asham on his eighth day. What about that? And we answer to Bishimon Hidamar Maite Umatne. So we can follow to Bishimon, who says, he can bring it with a stipulation. If I am a sarat, I'll bring this asham as a mesorah. And if not, then it'll be a voluntary shelamim, right? They're very similar. And so according to the Bishimon, one can make that stipulation and bring it either way. Now, tiglachat shenia ushlishit, siporin la sarich teha avid. After the second and third shavings, now you don't need the birds for the mesorah anymore because he did it after the first one. So that's done if he needed it. So ma'ika dilma vaday muchlatu hada lisfek sefaro vehada lisfek tumato. So what else do we have left? Well, maybe he's for sure a mesorah, and so he'll have to bring the bird offer, the chatat bird, at the end of 60 days, just in case for his purification counting, though for those days, in case he needed that purification during the, well, normally it would be 7 days between the first and second shavings. For the mesorah here, it's 30 days, so he's going to bring the bird offering to complete his sara'at. And the other one after the 90 days, that will be in case he was tameh lamet. So he'll bring that other bird offering so that he can restart his tahora counting. Teglachad revid mebi korban tahora umatne. And so at the end he'll bring all of his korbanot that a normal nazir would bring, three animals, and he makes the following condition. If I was for sure a nazir and I didn't have any tumah and I was not a mesorah, then the first olah that I brought, that will be my voluntary one, and this one, the other ones also that he brought, will be voluntary. And if I was tameh lamet and a mesorah, then all the earlier olah animals will be voluntary offerings, and this one will be the last one, will be the one that I must bring as a nazir. Okay, good. So that explains all the cases in that complicated case where he has two sefekot. Now let's go back to the less complicated cases. Tameh sefek umuchlat vaday. What if he is for sure a mesorah? That we know, but we're not sure if he's tameh lamet. In that case, ochel bekodeshim lachar shemona yamim. He can start eating sacrifices after 8 days. Why? Since he knows he's for sure a mesorah, so he's allowed to shave as a nazir, as a mesorah. He's going to shave, let's say he gets all these sifekot and for sure sarat on the first day of his nazirut, when he first makes the vow. So on that very day, he can do his opening shaving as a mesorah, and then on the seventh day he will shave the second time. On the eighth day he brings his korbanot, and we'll assume just in case he was tameh lamet. So tameh lamet also will have to be the third and seventh. He'll have to get sprinkled. Okay, so he'll get sprinkled also during those that time period. So at that point he can bring his korbanot. Now veshote yayin. However, we have a sefek whether he's tameh lamet or not. So he's going to have to shave for tumat met first. Now that's going to take 30 days. He can't shave right away because he doesn't know for sure he's tameh lamet. He might be tahor. So he has to wait 30 days just in case he's tahor. But then just in case he's tameh, he's going to have to shave and do another 30 days for his nazir tahora. And so that'll add 60 days. And so you have altogether 67 days, right? The eight days. But then on that eighth day, he can start already the 60 days And there you go. So it'll be 8, and then on that 8th, 30, and then another 30. Good. Muchlat safek betameh vaday. What if it's the other way around? He knows for sure he's tameh lamet, but he's not sure if he's a mesora. Ochel bekadashim lachar shiloshim v'shiv'a yamim v'shote yain umit tameh lametim lachar shivim v'arba'a yamim. Since he's for sure tameh lamet, so he's going to wait 7 days, get sprinkled on the 3rd and 7th, and he can shave. He knows he can shave at least one time, and he'll shave on the 7th day. But now, just in case he is a mesora, 30 days later, he's going to shave again. If he was a mesora, then that 7th day will be the first Mesorah shaving. The 37th day will be the second Mesorah shaving. Now he can eat Kodashim because he got sprinkled with Paraduma water and he finished his Sara'at. However, he may still be Tameh, he still may need a third one for Tumah Lamet. So that's why he cannot drink wine until after another 37 days to make 74 altogether, right? He did 7 and 30. And so if he was Tameh Mesora, then he did 7 days and 30 days. Those were his, he took care of his Sara'at. But now he is for sure a Tameh Lamet. So he doesn't have to wait 30 days. He can shave after 7 days, because the 7 days there is because he needs something to shave. For Tumat Met, you need at least 7 days of hair growth. So I'll wait 7 days, shave to complete his Nezirut Tum'ah, and then he does the 30 days of Nezirut Tahara. So that's what he would do, just in case he was Mesora all along, and then the rest. See, he can compact the first 30 days into 7, and the third part into 7, because he's for sure a Tameh Lamet, so he doesn't have to wait 30 days. He knows he can shave at least that time. If he is Tameh Lamet only, then he does the 7 days, he's finished the Tumat Met, and then he does 30 days as Nezirut Tara, and he's complete. He's done after 37 days if he's not a Mesora. So that way, for sure, he's good. And if he is Mesora, he finished the Tumat Mesora after 30 days, he still has his Tumat Met. He can do that after 7 days, right? Because that's for sure. And so actually, so it's actually better to be a for sure Vadai Tameh than Safek Tameh, at least in terms of the number of days he will count. All right, and finally, Tameh Vaday Umuchlat Vaday. He became a Nazir. On that very day, he became a definite Tumat Met and a definite confirmed Mesora. Ochel bekodeshim lachar shemona yamim veshote yayin umit tameh lemetim lachar arba'im v'arba'a yamim. In that case, it's much easier. He first takes care of his sara'at, and he'll shave his whole body on that first day, and on the 7th day, and then bring his korbanot on the 8th day as a mesora. During that time period, he also can get sprinkled with paraduma water. So now he's totally pure, not a mesora, not tameh lamet, so he can eat kodashim on that 8th day going forward. And then he can't start his nezirut tahara until he shaves a third time for his nezirut tum'ah. But he can't shave until he waits 7 days so he has some hair to shave. And that's why starting on that 7th day, he'll count another 7 days. That's the 14 days of waiting. And at that point, he'll shave the third time, and then he can count the 30 days of his Nezirut Tahara and shave at the end of it. And so altogether, that'll be 30 plus 7 plus 7 is 44 days. Okay, good. So that completes all the permutations. And now we're going to go through a conversation that will establish why you cannot use one shaving for two different purposes. Each shaving has a particular characteristic that it doesn't share with others, and that's why you have to do 4 shavings. You can't double up. Sha'alu tamidav et Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Nazir tahor u'mesora. Ma'oshi yigaleach tiglachat achat ve'olelo lekan u'lekan. So we're going to pair up different ones. So first we pair up Nazir tahor and he's a mesora. So can he do one shaving? Let's say he finished his nezirut, he finished the counting, and then became a mesora. So can his shaving for the end of his Nezirut Tahara also count for towards his first Mesorah shaving? Can it do both? Amar lehen, eno megalech. No, he cannot. He's going to have to have a waiting period. and shave twice. Amru lo lama. So they asked him, why? Why can't he just use the one shaving for both? Amar lehen ilu ze legadel veze legadel veze lelabir veze lelabir yafe atem omerim. Achshav nazir lehavir mesora legadel. Okay, so he said, listen, if they were of equal nature, then he could, right? If they were both for a shaving for the purpose of growing, then fine. And if they both were for the purpose of removing hair and being the end, then also, yes, they would be comparable. But and they're different. Nazir, this is the end of his Nazir Tahara period. So that is for removing hair and being finished, right? He wants to remove all the hair that he was not allowed to shave during a Nazirut, and now he's done. Whereas Misora is different. He is removing hair with this is his first shaving, with the expectation that now he's gonna have to make it grow again so he can shave it again. So that's a different purpose for the shaving, so you can't mix and match them and do two in one. So now, second question. Velo tale lo yeme chiluto, vetale lo lime sifro. Okay, fine. I understand it's not going to count for the end of his confirmed leprosy, meaning at the beginning of his purification. But how about at the end of the purification, let it count then, and let him do a one shaving for completing Nizirut and for the completing of the purification process for as a misora. Because both of them, those are similar in this sense, right? Both of them are lehavir. You're moving the hair, and that's it. You're not going to be growing it. You don't need to grow it again. It says if they were similar in that both of these shavings were before they have to sprinkle blood, then fine, I would agree with you, but they're not. He has to shave before he sprinkles blood. A Nazir shaves the last shaving on the seventh day, and he brings korbanot on the eighth day, and that's when the blood is sprinkled. So he shaves first and then sprinkles the blood. Whereas a Nazir is the other way around. He's not allowed to shave until he sprinkles at least blood of at least one of his korbanot. So you see, these are of a different nature. You cannot mix and match the two. So they further ask him, Velo tale lo lime sara'ato uneziruto, vetale lo lime sara'ato vetum'ato. They say, we agree that the same shaving cannot work for sara'at and for nezirut tahara. But how about if you have a mesora and nezirut tum'a? Because in both of those cases, he shaves first and then brings the korbanot afterwards, just like in Mesora, right? Shaves on the seventh day and brings it afterwards. So too, Nazir Tum'at does the same order. So those are in fact similar. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai answers, Amar lehen ilu ze lifne biat mayim ve ze lifne biat mayim yafe atem omerim. Ela tame lachar biat mayim mesora lifne biat mayim. So if they, both of them, shaved before they went to the mikveh, then yes, I would agree that they are similar. But the Nazir Tameh, he shaves after he goes to the mikveh, whereas the Mesora shaves before he goes to the mikveh. And so they are not the same, and they are not comparable. Amru lo, yeah, that's in the pasuk, that order. Amru lo, yafe amarta shelo tale lo lime sefaro ule neziruto, vetale lo lime chiluto vetumato, deze legadel, veze legadel hu. So the students told him, I understand, we agree with you, your answer, why it will not work for his completing the Nizirut and for any type of his Nizirut. But what about his first shaving as a Mesora and his Nizirut Tum'a, right? What about that? Because those are similar, that in that both of them, he's expecting that he's going to have more hair growing after. The Mesora, the first one he does, is an introduction so that he'll be growing hair until the eighth day. And Nazir Tameh also is shaving at that point so that he can restart counting his Nazir Tum'a. So they're both shaving in order to grow. Amar lehen nazir tahor vehu mesora ze legadel veze leabir vim nazir tameh vehu mesora ze lifnei biat mayim veze leachar biat mayim. Rashbi then repeats the distinctions that he made before. And just so each case has something different, so there's no way to put them together. So this is basically kind of a summary of what he said before. And so if you have a Nazir Tahor, and he's also a Mesora, well, the Mesora is shaving in order in his first shaving so that he can grow in the future. Whereas a Nazir Tahor is at the end, and he's shaving at the end. So you can't compare those. And if you're going to tell me about Nazir Tameh, and Mesora, because a Nazir Tameh is shaving in order to grow, and Mesora also is doing it in order to grow, and that was their question over here, well, that's also not the same, because a Mesora goes to the mikveh before, shaves before he goes into the mikveh, whereas the Nazir Tameh goes to the mikveh, he shaves, after he goes to the mikveh. And so they're not the same on that account. And so therefore, you can never make any two shavings equal. All that is summarized in the following baraita again. Tane Rabbi Chiya, ze lifne biat mayim, ze lachar biat mayim, ze lifne zrikat damim, ze lachar zrikat damim. The Mesora does not count the shaving because the Mesora shaves before mikveh, whereas the impure Nazir shaves after the mikveh, and the Mesora, he shaves before he brings his korbanot, and the Nazir Tameh shaves after the sprinkling. So again, the same distinctions means that you can never mix and match and shave shave once to count for two things. All right, and we'll end off the perek with another short discussion. If someone's a Nazir and a Mesora, so the shaving of Mesora overrides the prohibition against the shaving as a Nazir. Bar Chama asks, these four shavings that we have in the Mishnah, is each one a mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to shave with a razor specifically? Or is it the act of doing it? Or is it the result that you have to get the hair, you have to remove the hair? That's tamei. And the goal is to remove the hair. Now, what's the difference? Rami Bar Chama is always asking these technical questions. And the answer is actually it does make a difference. To use a depilatory, like the acidic stuff that you put it on and then it burns off the hair. It removes the hair, but not with a razor. If you say there's a mitzvah to actually take it off with a razor, you have to use a razor and not a depilatory. And on the other hand, if you say that the goal is to remove the hair, then even if you use the depilatory, that would also work to remove the hair. All right, so now we got the question. What's the answer? Mai amadavata shema umegaleach arbataglachiot visakadatech mishumabure se'al tum'a afilu b'shalosh namesa gyale shema'mina mishum mitzvah shema'mina. And the Rava's answer is yes, you use a mitzvah to remove the hair for all of them. The only one that we might have had a question about was Nazir Tameh, because for Mesora, it says you have to use a razor, and for Nazir Tahor, it says you have to use a razor. And so, yes, in fact, for all four, you need that, because if you would think that the problem is that a Nazir Tameh, he just has to remove his hair, and he can use a depilatory, well, in that case, he would be able to have only three times of shaving, because that third one in that sequence, which was if it was a Mesora, then that was for Sarat. But the third one, he could use a depilatory, right? No matter what. Because that was only for Nazir Tumah. But the Mishnah does not say that. It says that he has to shave four times, so that we can learn from the Mishnah that, in fact, yes, he has to use a razor for all four of them. Hadran halach shene nazirim chazakim uberuchim.